Dvar Malchus Shoftim. The Sicha of this week, Pasha Shoftim, is unquestionably one of the most significant Sichas the Rebbe ever said. The Rebbe opens the Sicha by reiterating that since we have already finished all the Avodah that was required of us in the time of Golis, and we are all standing ready to greet Mashiach, so we're now already holding at the time of the fulfillment of the Nevuah, I will return your judges and your advisors. Explaining the difference between them. A judge is higher than the one who he is judging, and he has no need to explain his rulings. He issues a ruling, and it must be obeyed. And if there's a resistance to fulfilling the ruling of the judge, so you have police force to execute the judgments. An advisor, on the other hand, is on the same level as the one he is advising, and his role is to explain the judge's ruling in a way that makes sense to the person, so that the person can see how it's in his own best interest to fulfill the rulings of the judge, which brings about that he will fulfill them eagerly and willingly with no need for police enforcement. In the Lashon of Chassidus, one obeys the judge out of Bittel and Kabbalah Tzoil in a manner of Makif. An advisor enables the person to obey the judge with his own understanding so that it comes into Pnimius. Since the combination of judges and advisors is part of the Nevuah of the Yemais HaMashiach, as opposed to judges and police, which is our Pasuk, this says, Shoftim v'Shoytrim, judges and police, which is for the time of exile. So the Rebbe says we have to start preparing ourselves now by living in this manner already. This makes us into a kli to receive these revelations and also speeds them up. These two dimensions are also reflected in the difference between Torah and Nevuah. Torah is a decree from above to below, and fulfilling it does not depend on understanding it, because it's Hashem's reasoning, and truthfully, we cannot really understand what Hashem's reasoning is. Nevuah, however, is enclosed in the thought and intellect of the Navi, which means that it is truly unified with human intellect. The Rambam writes that Nevuah will return to the Jewish people before the Geula as a preparation for Mashiach. The Rebbe notes that even the absence of Nevuah in the intermediate time is referred to by the term Nistalke Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael, which means Ruach HaKodesh disappeared from Yisrael, which implies a lack of the ability to receive it, but does not mean that the prophecy was nullified. It doesn't say that the Ruach HaKodesh was nullified, or prophecy was nullified, rather, that it disappeared from the radar. Thus, the Rambam writes about Nevuah in his Code of Jewish Law, which is applicable to all times and all places. Why does he write about it there? Because in truth, Nevuah is essentially applicable to all times and places. Just in time of Golos, we don't have the receptors for it. Then the Rebbe makes a very dramatic statement, quoting, "Every Navi is a continuation of the Nevuah and Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in our generation, the Nasi of our generation, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that's who it is in our generation, that through our Rebbeim, Nevuah will return to Yisrael. They themselves are the Nevi'im of our generation." So although Chassidim may have felt that way all along, here the Rebbe is saying it black and white, Amugadi Hasicha. Also, through the tasting of Pinimis HaTorah now, the Rebbe also says that the Jewish people and the whole world become a Kli in an inner way, Bepnimius, for the inner revelation of Torah that will come afterwards by Mashiach Tzidkenu. And in our generation, the spreading of the wellsprings outward, which is what brings Mashiach, as the Baal Shem Tov writes in his famous letter, by spreading it outward to all corners of the world, well, this has already been fulfilled. So Hafatzas HaMayonis has already been fulfilled. The Rebbe then makes another dramatic statement, this time a clear directive for all of us. Quoting, it's a long quote. "There needs to be an avoider that matches the state of Geula, to publicize to himself and to all those whom he can reach that they need to accept upon themselves and to take upon themselves more strongly the directives and advice of your judges and your advisors who are in your generation. Our rabbis are our kings in general. Rabbanim are kings, and in particular the Nasi of our generation, who comes in continuation to the Rebbeim who preceded him, the judge of our generation, and the advisor of our generation, and the Novi of our generation. And the Torah commands us to believe in him and to obey him, not only because he can give signs of predicting the future, but because of the mitzvah that Moshe commanded us in the Torah. And more than this, a Novi, upon whom another Novi testifies that he is a Novi, as this regards the Nasi of our generation, and is continued in the generation that follows him through his students, etc. We assume he is a Navi and we do not need to examine him, and the Torah forbids us to doubt him or to ponder if his Nevuah might be true. And there is a directive in all of the above, that it must be publicized to all the people of the generation that we have merited that the Holy One, blessed be He, selected and appointed an individual with free will, that He Himself is immeasurably higher than the people of our generation, of the generation, and that He will be your judges and your advisors, and the Navi of the generation who will give guidance and advice regarding the service of the entire Jewish people and all the people of this generation in all matters of Torah and mitzvahs, and as regards general daily life, until the main nevuah, the nevuah of la'atal tshuva, la'atal geula, immediately to tshuva, immediately to geula, and immediately hinezeh ba, Mashiach comes. End of quote. If these words were not sufficiently awe-inspiring and shocking, the Rebbe adds in the footnote that the nevuah of la'atal tshuva, la'atal geula, which the Friedrich Rebbe said during World War II, is not only as a sage and a judge, but rather as a navi. For this is with absolute certainty. See the short discourses of the Alter Rebbe, page. So, of course, we see that the Rebbe says, look it up. So we look it up. So in that short discourse of the Alter Rebbe explains that the things that a Chochem can grasp are very lofty. Right? Chazal say the Chochem is preferable to a Navi. And the reason explained by Pnimis HaTorah is because a Chacham can reach very, very, very lofty levels to understand and grasp. But they're so lofty in the spiritual realms that it's not certain if or when they will descend and take shape in our physical world. And we can see very, very lofty things. Who knows when they're going to materialize. On the other hand, the vision of a Navi, of a prophet, is of things that are already in this physical world. And therefore, the words of a Navi are certain, because he sees that they are already here. He's seeing them. Everyone else doesn't see them yet, but they're already here, and he sees them. So when he says it, it's already here. Thus, we see that the Rebbe, as a continuation of the previous Rebbe, and all the previous Rebbeim back to the Baal Shem Tov, is in the category of a Navi. His statements about us being in the final moments of Golus, on the cusp of the Geula, are in fact Nevuah, which means that they have already taken shape in this physical world. They're not something distant that you see in the upper worlds. They're here, down below. Not only will they take place in the future, but in truth, they're already here and unfolding. Now, they're here. It didn't happen yet for you and me, but they're here already. And we are directed to publicize this to all the people of the generation. May we merit to fulfill the Rebbe's will. Yechi Adonai Nevoreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach L'Yoylem V'Oed.